Good evening, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the 360 update here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. On Tuesday, the Eagles introduced Doug Peterson as their new head coach during an introductory press conference at the NovaCare Complex. Chairman and CEO Jeffrey Lurie outlined the process that began with around 25 candidates, but eventually landed on Peterson. After a thorough search, Lurie explained that it was unanimous that Peterson was the right man for the job.
The main features with Doug that really impressed all of us, and especially myself, were first, real smart, strategic thinker. Things we noticed early on in his career, but really blossomed over the last decade of coaching. He'd been, as a player and a coach, worked under coaches that really knew how to do it right, whether it's Don Shula, Mike Holmgren, Andy Reid. These were well-organized coaches that absolutely were at the forefront and are at the forefront of their profession.
Peterson comes to the Eagles after a 12-year playing career as well as 7 years in the coaching ranks. Peterson brings the unique experience of not only having played in Philadelphia, but he also started his coaching career here as well.
What Doug brings also is an understanding of the passion of our fans in Philadelphia. This wasn't a requirement for the job, but he understands how dedicated, obsessed we all are to bring a Super Bowl to Philadelphia. He's talked about it for years and years and years. He continues to talk about it and understands a lot of the issues of what we all want to bring to the best city in terms of football fans imaginable.
I think being a former quarterback, kind of the leader of your football team. You're in front of the media quite often as a quarterback. You're out in front. You're the voice of the team. You're the voice of, you know, a lot of great men in that locker room. So I think that has given me the opportunity, has given me a basis to stand here, you know, today. My challenges to them is that we're going to work every day. We're going to work hard every day. We're going to come to work every day. As coaches, it's our job to make you better. To make you better as individuals, to make you better as men, and to make you better as Philadelphia Eagles.
Now that Peterson is a head coach, who will take the field for the Eagles in 2016? Peterson offered some initial thoughts on the current personnel on the roster, including quarterback Sam Bradford, who is scheduled to become an unrestricted free agent in March.
I think Sam's a quality quarterback. I think he's a top-notch quarterback. Look what he did the last half of the season, the numbers that he was able to put up. I feel like he's an individual. He's a quarterback that would fit perfectly into a system that I'm going to bring. And so, you know, as I evaluate that position, those decisions will be made as we go.
Who will join Peterson on his staff in 2016? The new head coach revealed some breaking news on Tuesday, saying that former Detroit Lions head coach and Buffalo Bills defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz will be the Eagles' new defensive coordinator in 2016. He also said that offensive line coach Jeff Stoutland and special teams coordinator Dave Phipp will also be retained from the current staff. In this one-on-one interview with Dave Spadaro, Peterson also explained his philosophies for not just offense, but defense as well.
Scheme-wise, just philosophy on offense, very aggressive initially by nature. That's been my mentality. It's what I grew up in. It's a hybrid, I would say, of the West Coast system. It's a lot of what we did in Kansas City, which was very successful. We're going to utilize our talent on offense. We're going to utilize the strength of the quarterback at that position. We're going to utilize the strength of our tight ends and wide receivers and put them in positions to be successful on game day and but yet be attacking by nature, both run and pass. And then on defense, same thing. It's going to be an attacking, aggressive style of defense. Just keep it simple and let your players go make plays. I mean, you know, this game is kind of simple that way when you break it down. And the teams that are successful every year, I think, are the teams that can do that and can do it on a consistent basis.
Schwartz last coached in 2014 when he was the defensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills, a unit that ranked in the top five in both points and yards allowed and was also first in sacks. Schwartz is no stranger to Philadelphia and absolutely loves the atmosphere.
I always told our players when we came here to Philly, there's no more fun place to play. There's no more fun place to win. I didn't always win them all, but you had to relish and embrace – the atmosphere of the stadium. It was what the NFL was all about. It was fun for us. And if you shied away from it, you weren't going to be successful. You had to embrace it, and I hope to do the same thing here.
The entire one-on-one with Jim Schwartz will be available on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the team's mobile app beginning on Wednesday morning. That will do it for us here on this 360 update here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us, and have a great Eagles night.